If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, folks. The website, smokeworldpodcast.com. Today's episode is a little different for you smokers. Unless you smoke some other stuff. So I bring two brothers, Philly brothers, together. 808 Signs and John Doe. We have a real conversation about what's going on in Philly. Two Philly brothers, one from KNA, other one from Southwest, and we just have a real conversation. So if you sit back with an open ear, open mind, you might learn something, because Philly's been really facing a lot of violence, a lot of shootings, and I'm talking to the 808 Signs, and he's a younger brother. He's coming with a different perspective. So this might be a little different. We ain't talking about cigars today. We're talking about real shit, real life. So sit back, enjoy. And you know what? This will be on YouTube. I'm going to post this video. And I told you guys, the YouTube channel is Smoke World Stone. I don't know why. That's what you got to search in the YouTube. Smoke World Stone. So the video will be up soon. We had this conversation, so you can actually see the brothers in motion. So sit back, relax, grab a glass, and learn something. What's up, folks? We're back on another episode of Smoke World. Today in the building, two brothers, Philly brothers, representing where I'm from, representing my set. 808 Signs and motherfucking John Doe's in the building. Fellas, what's up? What's good?
You already know. Same different day.
Okay, okay. How was your week, man? Fellas, how you know what's been going on in the round away?
Chasing, man.
Getting to it, like living life. I mean, trying to see. Right. It's $1 million out here with my name on it somewhere. So,
okay, you gonna get that or what?
Yeah. It's in investments. It's in these streets and in the neighborhoods. It's in my family. I gotta. Gotta make it happen somehow, some way.
Yeah. Okay, I ain't mad about that. Yeah. John Doe, what's up? What's good, baby? Man.
Everything's good.
You know okay, what I'm talk to the people. Let them know what's up, good, brother.
Man, you know, John Doe with my man 808 Sign. You know what I'm saying? We coming out. You know, we coming out soon.
Yeah. All right, let's talk up a little bit about that. Let's address that a little bit. So for those who are listening, let's bring them up to speed. What's your specialty, brother? What's your skills look like?
I mean, I'm about to
talk
to
us.
I like to call myself a man of many hats. But I mean, so picking on a certain specialty, I don't really say too much. But I mean, I like to rap. I mean, my rapping is like therapy for me. So I mean, I touched down on the rap game like in the early 2020, and I started picking up on it when my boys that was rapping took me to the studio, and they had some studio time. They gave me their last bit of studio time, probably every bit of the last 30 minutes. They told me to just go ahead, play around, do your thing. I hopped on it, gave them my first little freestyle that I had in my head that I knew a little written down, drawn, had it going. And I started rolling on it. And it was, and they was in there like literally like, bro, it's keep trashing it. Like, he really going in. You don't know what you doing. Like, my man in there banging the wall. Like, yo, you going? I'm all about it. I'm just rolling on it like a hoagie. Like, and he just like, dang, bro, you never came to studio before? You never did? I'm like, no, like, I'm just, this my first time in
first
this experience.
Studio.
Other than that, I just used to write my raps down and spit them to people in the world, give them my little wordplay, see how they like it. And I'm on some spitting shit, you mean? I come up, like, listening to the spitter, so I give it to you a cappella like a spitter. They take me to the studio, they like, oh, no, you know how to work with them beats and do, bro, right. Come on, you playing with, you.
And that was your first time in studio.
Yeah, first time, like, first
so who
time.
Who was inspiring? Who was you listening to? As far as inspiration
in the
rap game.
In the rap game back then, like, I say I'm in the rap game, I'm inspired by Jadakiss. Like, that's my favorite rapper overall. Like, he always knew how to, like, give you the blueprint, and, like, it always came to you uncut. It wasn't censored, and it was always, like, some sense of training or teaching in it for me when I listened to Kiss. So that's who inspired me and took, like, gave me the guidelines of how to move, and made me feel like when it came to rap, like, this is how you present it. This is how you go at it when you want the world to listen to you.
You think your flow, would there be any resemblance of Jadakiss in your flow?
I don't put myself in a resemblance of a Kiss. Like, Kiss is in his own repertoire, his own category. You know, like, I like to say to myself, I don't compare myself to nobody. You feel me? I want to create my own individuality. So that's why I say that. It's not taken away from no man, and it's not giving credit to the next man. You feel me? But I say,
you gonna be you.
I compare myself to me. Like, I want the world to see me for me, so I must give you me, like, the best way possible. You mean?
I like that. John Doe.
Right.
Now, the man of many words.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take that back. So, what's the role, brother? What's been going on? Talk to us about, you know, how'd you find my man? How'd y'all connect?
We linked up, you know, got together, you know, through my nephew. So, you know, got with him. I'm like, Dad, we chilling and everything. He's like, yeah, you know, I do music. I'm like, oh, yeah? I said, oh, yeah, I love music. I do that, too. You get what I'm saying? So, we was just kicking it, blowing. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What we do. So, you know, like, yo, listen to this. So I'm listening to him. I'm like, damn, he crazy.
Caught you? Was it the wordplay?
I'm gonna put it like this: what he was saying.
Okay.
His deliverance, and how he was like really going crazy on the beat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so is this coming from a lifestyle you live? Where are you getting inspiration as far as your lyrics?
My lyrics come from my lyrics definitely come from, like, they come from my life. Like, my life trials and tribulations that I went through, they come from the wanting side of things that I want in life, like the things that I see myself wanting. They come from the visions that I have, like, from things, like, you know, my alter egos, like, you know, every rapper say they have an alter ego or, right, like, stuff like, they come from that. They come from, like, stuff that you see, like, my everything, everyday things I see in the world. So, like, I mean, that's where all my lyrics come from, like, and I mold it all into one, and I incorporate it into me, and I make it a whole song. Like, I make it what it is, like, and then even if it's saying whatever it's saying about it, if it's involving me talking about what I'm doing or how I'm doing, or it's talking about what the world is missing out on, what's not real and what is real, I'm trying to give it to the people in the realest way they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
From my perspective, that's all I do.
Right. All right, so what part of Philly are you from?
I'm from Kensington, Allegheny. Like, I mean, I grew up.
That's where I'm. They got a rep for all the wrong reasons. You know that, right?
I'm gonna say, like, I say K&A because, like, that's where I hopped off the porch and did the most. Like, I did the most out there. I sold first drugs, got in the first fights out there. Like, did a lot of stuff out there. Like, you know, like, I was raised by a lot of good families. A lot of families differently. You know, like, but when I became me. When I was out there, so that's my hood, like 12 years old and up, mm-hmm. I was out there.
So for those who, again, may hear Kinston and Allegheny, K&A, the outside world.
Okay.
What can you tell? I mean, is there any truth to what they see? You know, cats leaning, that fentanyl like down there.
Man, that's that. Listen.
So what would you say to those, because you grew up down there, to say, yo, what you see is pretty true, or it's either worse or it's not as bad as they really say it is?
It ain't. Listen, like, growing up from down there, you can't put how real it is on camera. Like, they show you that. You see the documentaries, you see the snippets, you see the rap videos these dudes put out there. Growing up from down there, you gotta live down there and be a part of it to tell you. It ain't no documentary, no story that you could see on a video that could show you how real it is living in that shit. Like, you gotta be around it. You gotta walk outside and almost actually step on a dope needle, or have to sweep when your aunt tell you go outside and sweep up the porch or sweep off her steps. You sweeping up crack bags and like fixes and all this crazy stuff, cause, like, that's just what's normal. Like, she telling you make sure you don't miss it. You can't take no stray cats in around there because they done stepped on dope needles and nothing. Like, you mean, like, it's different out there. Like, yeah, they leaning, and don't think it's not. It's a steady lean. It's one of them joints where Like, you got dope fiends that you think, you think it's one of them joints where everybody, like, hooked on drugs. No, these dope fiends getting money, too. Everybody chasing the hot dollar out there, man. Like, and why? That's Survival City. That's why they call it the island. For outsiders that don't know from Philly, like, I mean, Philly niggas know why. If you know Kensington, you been up there, you know motherfuckers call it the island because it's separated from Philly. Like, it's considered its own part, like its own city in itself.
That's new stuff. So I've been going a long time.
It's literally, like, considered its own part. Like, people separate. It's a part of the Frankfurt community, right? Like, that area, but they separated from Frankfurt. It's not a part of it. You mean it's its own island because you see the most corruption come out of there. That's just what it is.
We need. See, we need the fresh eyes, fresh blood, because I'm a couple years older. I ain't say I'm old, but I'm a couple years older. And it's a difference in the game change. The game has changed from what it used to be to where it's at now, based on things. And that's what I love about bringing younger people in. Because they got a different perspective. They see some things. They know what's going on. And they can keep it real. Because, again, I'm not saying old heads don't know nothing. But what was going on back then ain't what's going on now. Right. So, John Doe, we're going to go to you, bro. You know, we're going to take, what's your take on Philly right now? What's going on? Where you from? What set you represent?
I'm Southwest.
See, that's a whole different set, brother, from Canada. That's night and day.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Southwest a little bit.
Southwest got some night in it. It got some night in it.
We on fire.
I'm affiliated. They got some night down there.
Yeah, I mean, we on fire. You know what I'm saying? You know, everyday stuff going on. You know, it's just to the max now. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so for those who don't know Southwest, to give a little origin of, because you grew up in Southwest, let's say.
We're born and raised.
Like, yeah. 90s? 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
All right, so do you think it's a major difference between when you was rocking to what's things going on right now?
Oh, it's way different.
Explain. Give us an explanation as far as what it used to look like, maybe, say, back in the 90s, to where's what's going on right now.
Oh, see, different from now in the 90s, it was so different to the point, like, you see how it is with all these guns, all the streets and all that, you know what I'm saying? Right. It was on the streets, but it wasn't in the hands of everybody. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying?
It's my phone ringing. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming through the mic.
My bad.
That's what I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Your phone is stuck. Hey, Larry, why you waiting? It'll never stop ringing.
It's different, man. It's like, it's more dangerous now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. See, back then, it was like, it was structure. You know what I'm saying? It was structure and everything. Yeah. But now it's more dangerous.
You know what I'm saying? Why do you think that is? That's the $1 million question, bro.
Why?
Yeah. What's going on compared to 10, 15 years ago?
Because, like, I'm going to tell you like this again. Back then, it was guns around, but everybody didn't have them. Now, pandemic money, you know what I'm saying?
So where these guns coming from, bro? Like, that's crazy.
I mean, they copping them. Copping them.
That's the main, where these guns coming from, man?
They unknown sources.
Surprise, yeah. Like, you never gonna be able to. Like,
it's unknown.
If you in the streets, you gonna know. Like, ain't nobody ever gonna really be able to tell you where they source at with it. Like, but you could definitely
like
say
the source. I'm just like, general idea, like, yo, where the fuck these guns coming from?
On some real, you never know. Boys can build them now. They like it get real. It's never know. It's easy. It's easier access is what he probably more saying. Like back then, young boy probably had to go to his old head and get that old dusty revolver off the mantelpiece,
or the old head
wasn't gonna give him nothing. You feel me? It was honor and respect and morals and levels to it. Nowadays it ain't no levels. Young boy hop off the porch, he feel like he on level 1,000. He ain't trying to hear none of that. Ain't no like, listen, my old head told me, no, listen, I want the best of the best right from the start. Ain't no working for it. Young boys want to start off from the, why you think they robbing so much? That's ain't no young boy trying to work for nothing. Like, young boy still in high school. They working by getting up in the morning and they mom telling them to go to school. That's their work.
Like, or whenever young
or listen, when the young boy's going to their Wendy's job, that's enough work. And then when they still got to hear their mom out because they really ain't got no responsibilities and they taking advantage of their mama's house. Listen, they ain't trying that shit. These young boys want it all from the jump.
It's you way ain't more nobody guns in these now streets. Than back from the 90s.
You ain't nobody in these streets nowadays, and this coming from the new millennium. I'm going to tell you how these jumbos put it to me. And I'm 29 out this year. I'm not no youngin' and I'm not no old, but I'm going to tell you. Like, I'm not the oldest person. I'm not the youngest person. I'm right in between, so I'm going to tell you. These jumbos looking at it like, if you ain't at least touched $100,000 this year or in a year, or if you ain't catch a body, you nobody to them motherfuckers. Damn. They don't give a fuck about no old head or how much honor you standing on or how your family lived. They don't care about that. They ain't checking up on that. They ain't looking for that. They want to know what you're doing.
Hello, everybody out there in smoke world. Trust you enjoyed the cigars. But listen, can I interrupt for just a moment? Introduce you to Dr. Kurt Ross. If you heard, call Kurt. If you heard, call Kurt. And then you find yourself in the car accident, slip and fall. It's time to call Kurt. When you hurt, call Kurt. 302-332-1932. 302-332-1932. Smoke World. Enjoy the cigars. But remember, when you hurt, call Kurt.
They want to know if you're relevant. They want to know if you're relevant, because if they're around you, they're going to be relevant. And if somebody's around them, that person's going to be relevant. And that's the whole part of putting the gang on, putting the folks on. Yeah. Like, people looking for relevancy out here. They chasing that shit. They addicted to it.
Now, do you think social media plays a role in that? Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, social media, you meet on the corner, ain't really holding no water. Hey. You make a couple of dollars, but
social media,
nobody will know you famous or you holding this thing unless you can put it out there.
All right.
So, does the question become, is social media a driving factor in some of this status?
It is and it ain't.
Talk to me.
I'll say it is and it ain't, because, okay, it's social media, majority of it too, you know what I'm saying? And you got, when you grow up and where you living at, your in-house, inside your house.
Your environment.
They only gonna go with what they see.
They only gonna, like I said, my thing, okay, not to cut you, again, my opinion, I feel what you're saying on that.
Right.
Do what they, in their own environment.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, these phones got the TikTok, all this
everything.
Instagram. Right. They on that.
It ain't nothing.
18
nothing.
Hours out the day.
Yeah.
That's what they see, even though they may be in the house.
Right.
But what they're watching and what they're consuming is all this stuff.
They don't even watch TV no more.
No.
In the house.
Right. This show is irrelevant.
What's that? TV is, what is that?
Yeah, that's
old school.
That's like a picture. Boy, it's just
they
a
watch
picture.
That shit on their phones and all that.
Yeah, like, your phone right now is your best friend. Yeah, so yeah. That's why I was curious to know if social media is a driving factor, and you saying yes and no. Like, okay, your home life, but mom doing the same thing. Well, dad may not be there, unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
but mom, like I said, she's twerking.
Yeah, she's twerking.
She making different videos.
Ain't
she
no
making
doubt.
Her own TikTok video.
Ain't no
I
doubt.
I say yeah.
So, okay, you say.
I say yeah. I say
I'm
going to
say both, man. I'm going to say both.
All right, we're going to break
but
this
But I'm going to say social media. You're right. I'm going to say social media got way more. Yeah.
Okay, so let's take your answer. Coming from a younger perspective.
Yeah. We if ain't you want to say.
I'll
it's a yes or no perspective. I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say yeah, social media played a part. Like, come on. And I'm 93, baby, but I'm going to still say I watch social media come into the play, like, and really take over the world. Because you got to look at it like, back then, before social media, relevancy came from what you did. It came from who you were and how you made yourself relevant. You had to account, you had to go out and become that hardworking person that everybody knew was the hardworking man. Or you had to go out and become that good-ass singer that got famous because he was a good ass singer, and you had to go work for it and make yourself relevant. Nowadays, social media, you can put this phone up to your face and say or do whatever you want in front of this phone and not even leave your house, and you can become relevant in the easiest way. You could become, or if you don't even become them, if you don't live up to the standards, you can create an image.
Yeah,
you create an image. So, social media, like, come on, social media did change the way relevancy matters. Like, it's not even hard work no more. Like, the hard work and dedication somebody got put to being relevant or being that or it's creating easy. That legacy, somebody can create a legacy in 2 seconds nowadays. Somebody can create that one hit wonder in 2 seconds that'll be remembered for 10 to 20 years now. Instead of back then when they had to really put the work in and go to Motown Records and go to like the big like Suge Knight and Herb, like Tupac, Biggie, all the old artists and everybody had to, like, it's no more hard work that you gotta put into it. Like, it's dedication. It's dedication. You got to dedicate yourself to shit if you want to see results in life. So we ain't going to act like, no, it is hard. It's dedication.
All right, so you say dedication.
Yeah.
How much dedication goes into grabbing that phone? But I guess you're saying maybe on a consistent basis to do it. Yeah. Just not a one and done. Because if we all know that, all right, this motherfucker ain't really doing nothing. He ain't about these streets.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We know that because, again, it's just the grand. It's just TikTok. Yeah. But what makes this cat relevant now, all of a sudden, like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. This cat, we already know this dude. In the real neighborhood, we know this dude. He ain't about that life.
Bro. Right.
But who was he getting rep and respect
I got
from?
Dude, I got dudes, like, real rep. I got dudes that have come around me and my folks, and they're like, and there's nothing against them, but they'll come around me. And I'm a person on Instagram. I only got like 100 followers, 112, 110. I'm not big on everybody knowing me all crazy yet. I don't know everybody right now. I don't,
right.
Unless you're
slow rolling.
You feel me? I'm slow rolling right now. So I ain't chasing no follows, but I got dudes that come around me to hop on the live. Yeah, you know, we out here. Like, you know, we doing this and third. Yeah, big things happen. They trying to, and they got thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. When people hop on their joint, they really think it's stuff going on. To the point, I got, what you know what I mean? I don't be knowing what's up. But that's how they getting their whole little thing going. That's how it's paying for their clothes. It's paying for their lifestyle because they making it seem like they living my lifestyle. And and that's keeping it all way G. Like, real right.
You know, I think about this. I'm just going to put this question out there. I think followers. Okay. Really? Because them followers equal money. Let's keep it real. In this society right now,
just like views.
If you got X amount of followers, 100, 200, 300, 400,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
That's bread coming to you.
It's money. Yeah.
Because now you're going to get brands. We need you to sponsor some things for us.
I told you, I pay for that boy clothes and all that.
Right.
Yeah,
so with that being the case, what is a follower really? Think about that. I think maybe I'm thinking too deep, but I think you understand where I'm going. A follower.
A hot dollar.
You know what I mean? What exactly is a follower? If that makes sense.
Well, the way they got it now, social media world, and you got the street world. So it's like, you feel what I'm saying?
Now, I guess the question becomes, could the street world get you paid like the internet world?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Why not?
So one way, if you ask me, in the street world, you really ain't. If you really making moves, you might. People might know you a little bit in your neighborhood, but you really keep the somewhat of a low key. Like, listen, I ain't trying to be out here like that, where everybody on blast, knowing everything I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
The difference on the internet, you want everybody to know what you're doing.
Boom. That, and I was about to say the same thing. No bullshit. I was really
you
about
ain't
to say.
Gonna last.
I'm about to say, look. Right. The difference between like the street world and the internet world is
way different.
The street world is your neighborhood, and it's who you can pick up in your community, or who you, it's within your arm's reach. The internet world, that's literally the world. Like, that's literally the world.
Yeah.
Like, so that's the biggest difference right there. Like, I'm like Memphis. When a Memphis dude want to reach out to the streets, when he say, I'm doing this for the streets, he's 9 times out of 10 talking about the streets of Memphis. When a Philly dude say, I'm doing this for the streets, he's 9 times out of 10 talking about the streets of Philly. Because that's the streets he know, right? But when a dude say, but when somebody put something out there on the internet, they're doing it for the world. Like, they want the world can go check up on it. Like,
right.
So, yeah, that's the biggest difference.
That's like
difference.
You said, what's the difference between
the street world and the internet
and that
world?
And the followers.
That's the
biggest difference. You know what I'm saying? You can't do all that straight, like, you know what I'm saying, in the streets.
Look. Why you think
that's too much heat?
Look. I mean, why you think
no one eyes on you in the street?
Why you think you be seeing? You probably see a couple of your Facebook friends, or like how people say when they see their Instagram followers and all that in real life, they ain't upholding that status that you wanted to or expected to see them upholding that they show on the internet. You like, right. Dang, like, my God, you looking like this, that, and third on the internet, and you ain't even. What's going on?
But guess what?
You don't even look like you hang out in these poppy stores, but you in one that I wouldn't even go to.
They still go back and follow them, though.
Yeah, like, so it have you like, dang, like, that's where I be looking at, like, yo, the world, like, the internet got the biggest influence on the world, but the internet be the biggest liar, too.
Of course.
Got me not even trusting Google.
Whatever way you want to be, or whatever you want to be.
Got me not even trusting Google, you hear me? Like,
no, that's real talk.
I'm like, man.
Because you can become anything you want.
Right.
You can create a persona to be something that you're not.
Right.
So, look, I'm going to be this. You know what's funny? I watched this Netflix film. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Instant Famous.
Okay.
And it had this cat, had money, and he took three people, a male, and no, two dudes, and one girl.
Uh-huh.
So, long story short, they regular people. He said, look, we're going to be on Instagram. I'm going to buy y'all followers. I'm going to take the female. Yeah. I'm going to start taking places, dressing you a certain way. Professional photographers taking these pictures, all this, like you're on planes, doing this.
Like really setting them up, like giving them the image. Like an industry plan or something like that. Like planting them right where they need to be.
I'm going to buy 10,000 flowers today, 10,000 followers today. Boom. All right, week, 2 weeks, might go by. Let's buy another 20,000. So now, it's working for her. The one bull got a little nervous. He got hit by some bots. Somebody was like, yo, man, you only had like 100 followers last month. Right. How you got like 25,000 followers in a month? So he got nervous.
He got the cheat code out there.
So he got a little nervous. So we're going to stick with the female. The female is killing it now. She's getting sponsored. People said, hey, this is, we sell sunglasses. Can you promote our sunglasses while you're doing whatever you do? Hey, we sell wine. They show her crib. Get filled up with all kind of merchandise.
Yeah, because it's rolling. Hey.
Glasses, sunglasses, shoes.
She got the sales rolling.
Oh, so my man, but this is all an experiment. From this one dude who's like, yo, we can create anything we
crazy
want.
Crazy marketing experiment.
Yeah, that's experiment. It. We can create whatever we want. To a point where she got offered this modeling gig to go out to Las Vegas with like 20 of these females. They pay for everything. Top of the line. All these chicks, they all Instagram chicks, but this one is a phony one.
Yeah, she not.
So my whole thing is, again, based on this whole scenario, is you can become whoever the fuck you want to come, whenever the fuck you want to be that, anytime you want to.
Right.
So the streets know real, recognize real.
There you go.
So that's the difference when you run into the streets.
Yeah.
You can't play that, yo, nigga, you ain't built like
you ain't
this boy ain't like that. That.
Yeah, he ain't like that.
Yeah.
Online, you can be
whoever you want.
You can be a Gotti. Hey, yo, what are you guys doing over there? I'm that guy.
You guys put on whatever you want.
Right. You can be the Jamaican Mafia. Ross Clyde, bum boy. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, going back to y'all statements, street world versus internet. Now let's switch it up a little bit to the music.
Okay.
Street world with the internet. Is this a beneficial thing or a hindrance to the game? Or a change up? Well, that'd be a change up in the game. But is it beneficial?
Is it beneficial as far as the music with on the internet?
Compared to the old school way. I'm from the
old school
way.
You
got A&Rs. You
got
here looking
for
artists.
No, you just go in there. No, you need that. Just go upload. Go in there, do your thing, upload.
Is it beneficial?
Okay. True.
Is it beneficial?
Now, are you getting that kind of bread that you would have got maybe back in the day if you got signed? I'm not going to say, we're going to stick with signed artists because everybody gets signed.
Right.
So we can't just use anecdotal anybody on the street. Yeah. We're going to go with signed artists compared to today's artists. Is it a pro or is it kind of? Which one? Which one you think is the heaviest weight?
What's the heavier weight?
Yeah, pro or the con with the internet. Now, of course, we understand both of them have pros and cons.
Right.
But which one you think holds the heavier weight? Is it more so it's a downfall or is it an upcoming?
I'm going to say the internet hold more weight. You know why I say that when it comes to music? Because we could be sitting here right now, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, yo, go ahead and do your thing. Just that one thing right there, everybody gonna see it. You know what I'm saying? Versus back then when you had to be somebody though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could talk and say what you want. If you really ain't nobody in the streets with your rap, your music, or you wasn't no hot dude, you dig what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna shop you around.
They couldn't just go look.
So people had to shop.
You have an audience. So you go to the internet, you got an automatic audience.
It's automatic.
That kind of skill set.
Automatic. Yeah. Yep.
So, okay.
You could be saying something for the first little joint, then the next thing, they like, man, dude ain't even real. The
streets
like
gonna hurt your heart a little bit. Streets gonna
he ain't cut like
streets
that.
Gonna hurt your heart. They might get a cut. You might put it out there to the streets. like old fashioned way, nigga, put their mixtapes in the poppy, in the bodegas, in the poppy stores and all that. Man, you put yourself out there, you might still see a stack of mixtapes sitting there a week later. Streets don't love you as much as you thought now, you hear me?
But then you might see
a couple people bought your CD and then they gonna give you your feedback. Now your feedback might not be what it wanted to be. It might be you might catch up with the person that bought your mixtape and they might be, yo, what you thought about that? Yeah, I grabbed it. You could have did better, but I liked a couple good jones on it. The streets gonna give it to you. Like, yeah. Okay.
Now to piggyback off of that. Something we call comments on postings.
Post.
So you post something on the internet. Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, yeah. The difference is, if I see you, yo, man, 808, yo, that was all right. Or, yo, that joint was fire.
Yeah.
Internet, I'm unknown.
Yep.
I can talk all kind of shit now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm a tough guy now.
Yeah.
808, this nigga's garbage.
Yeah, he's trash.
You know what I mean? If I see him,
right,
he gonna get it.
Right.
Because now I'm anonymous.
Right.
But in the street, I got to say, yo, what's up?
Yeah, I separate. You see, I know the big difference.
At the end of the day, those comments,
right,
if you start falling for it, because they're going to come at
you. Yeah, they're going to tell you.
Them comments get hot.
Them
comments on the internet or on any platform get blocked out from me if it's not nothing uplifting. You feel me? Like, and I'm willing to accept them. Like, and I'm talking about, I don't got to hide no comments, but my thing is, how I look at the comments, like, and the point of where you putting it is like, somebody could comment on something on me on the internet, and I'm gonna look at it and say, oh well, I don't know them. That's how they feel. But this person, if I see somebody in my hood and they tell me how they feel about something, I gotta see that person on a regular basis or on a normal basis, more normal basis than I gotta ever meet that person on the internet that commented. So I'm looking at their comment that they gave me in person is gonna be more impactful than that person on the internet to me any day. Cause I got to deal with seeing these people real life in person on a regular basis. They from where I'm from, or they around me more often than that random on the internet that don't know me from a can of paint and is just taking his one way point of view. Like, that's different.
That's why I wasn't no comments or posting back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be who you. You can't send me no message. Yeah. Do this way and
somebody like, had to really go.
You know what I'm saying?
Set up a sit down and ask somebody like, listen, I want to sit down with you and see how you feel about my music. It wasn't no, yeah, send me a DM and tell me what you think about this, and you send the song, and then you tell him, and then he tell you to come get with him. No, you gotta give some, you gotta send somebody your music.
You ain't gotta get flew out no more.
Yeah, you gotta send somebody your music now in a DM, and then you gotta send somebody your music in a DM now, and then they gotta tell you if they like it or not to tell you if they flying you out now. Like, now we can work from here.
So okay, that's my whole point. So what do you think? Because I guess, like I said, obviously this will be pros and cons with both of them. Does make things easier with the internet. Like you said, DM real quick, send me a couple tracks.
Easy.
But here's the thing. See, right. I'm from the old school.
Right.
Unless my stuff was copywritten and all, I just ain't shooting my stuff off to everybody.
Yeah, I don't know you. Can.
I don't know you, my man.
Right.
I don't know you.
Right.
Next thing you know, like, yo, that's my job. They changed it up a little
bit.
Got
rich off of you.
And next thing you know, yo, man, that was my track.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, this ain't your track.
You looking like, nah.
Change up a little of this, change a little bit of sound here. I done got yanked too many times. I know.
And if it go too big, you do what I'm saying, you ain't going to be able to get next to it. You can forget about that.
That's over. So, you know, again, I'm just going to be real.
Reserved.
For those who don't know, the music industry is a cutthroat business, probably.
Yes.
Bottom line, it's a cutthroat business. Now, it may got a little bit softer because of the internet, but when you dealt with these cats at these record labels, bro.
Man,
so
as a rapper.
Shopping around, they're coming out, see if they like your stuff. Boom, bring cats in. Oh, I got a CD. All right, play what you got. Boom, play your number one. All right, now hit the next one. Huh? You're
going
to play for 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's what
next, hit the next one, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit the next one.
Right.
Now you start to sweat.
Yeah.
Right, damn. Been 3-5 seconds on these joints. Right. Jones ain't coming out from the door.
From the door, I'm going. Yep.
All right, bro. What's your name again? Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's up. Right. Yeah, good looking, man.
Yeah.
Good luck with everything. Yeah. And you just took a ride to New York.
Like, for damn. Yeah.
How many times you going to get those type meetings? Or.
You going to get them.
Play that one. Yo. Hold on. Play that one. Oh, turn that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm feeling. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, this is fine.
Man.
Yeah. Then if you got the artists in the room, cast Mary has Yo, feeling this, bro.
Especially if they know music.
Uh-huh. That's okay. A game changer. Yeah. That little bit has changed.
As a rapper, like, that's what got me. Like, as an up-and-coming rapper, that's what got me, like, my foot in the water and it's out the water. Because, like, I'm a really have to, like, see. I'm going to have to really go through the, knowing how, like, I'll be watching, I'll be researching the industry, I'll be looking at how these rappers got to go through, what they be signing away their lives and their livelihood on and all. I'll be looking at that, man, because at the end of the day, as a man, I'm not just doing this for me, it's for the family. Yeah. You know what I mean? Signing myself away, if I'm the backbone to it, I'm signing my family away. So I got to think about these stuff. I got to look into it before I just jump at something.
Okay.
This the industry nowadays, they let these dudes jump at anything, like piranhas. Anything that smell or look like blood, they'll flip dangling in front of them like it's meat.
Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, off mic, number one, this is a business. Yeah. Show business. Yeah. But it's a business. And a lot of cats, unfortunately, don't understand the business side of this thing.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of guys have a talent, girls and guys, have talent.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, you know, yo, that's what you do. That's why a lot of times, if you didn't have a manager, somebody you really can trust to handle your business,
mm-hmm.
they would get you every time.
Right.
Jokers don't even know about publishing, like publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, you get publishing on that? What? I don't even know what that is. Snoop, Autumn Hot Jones was on Death Row Records. Ain't know what no publishing was for years. Yeah. Autumn Hot Jones, he ain't get none of no publishing on that. Mm-hmm. He wrote most of that stuff. But again, having the right person in your corner
to
teach you about the business aspect of this game, because this is business, like you said, you're trying to feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, somebody say, "Oh, yo, let me get quick $200,000." Yeah. You think, "Damn, okay, I ain't never had no bag like that."
Am I ever gonna put hopes and dreams and my life dreams and hopes before what I gotta do for that bag for my family? No, hopes and dreams. That's cool, and like what I like my big like want to's and my wanna do's, that's cool, cause it gives you the motivation to keep going as a person. You wanna live for something. Mm-hmm. But you got something to do at the end of the day, and that's where the business side come in. You got shit to do. You gotta make that shit happen.
A lot of cats coming from different neighborhoods never saw that kind of money.
Right.
If I put up yo, bro, they go $200,000. Hold on to $200,000 to do what?
Right.
Hold on to that bag. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. That's all you can see.
That's it.
Now, at the end of the day, they might be making $1 million off. They get you quick $200,000.
Yeah.
And right. Now you don't know. You ain't got publishing.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you ain't holding the rights. Oh, you wrote all that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And that was just enough for that $200,000.
Just when you think you're starting to get somewhere.
Right.
Yo, I got a question for you, man. No, don't worry about that. Another $200,000.
Uh-huh.
Hold on to that. That's how they did Tupac. That's how Suge Knight did. A lot of them cats.
Yeah.
You straight and mean. Don't worry. Yo, get you another car, bro. Mm-hmm. What you need? Another crib? What you need?
I need
to get some of this money.
Yeah.
Come off these goddamn radio plays. These record sales. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah.
He come at cats real gangster. Nigga, you better record. What? What?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, sure, boy, sure. Yeah. He straight manhandling cats.
Well,
Brody and boys playing Debo.
Yeah.
And taking cats as money. Come on, man. So like I said, that's why I said you got pros and cons.
Yeah.
When it comes to this game, like I said, I enjoy the internet. I mean, it makes life a lot easier for a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, we have anything we want really at our fingertips.
Yeah.
Go to our phone.
Yeah.
Type stuff in. You know, back in the day, you had to have the encyclopedia.
All that.
You know, the library. Uh-huh. And then, of course, every time you get a homework assignment, the letter you're looking for is never there.
Nope.
I got a homework assignment. Uh-huh. I got a little, where's the K?
Mm-hmm.
K book ain't there.
Okay.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
See, you went around with them cyclopedias.
I'm looking like
I was just talking about. That's some old stuff. That's old people shit.
I feel you. But I'm listening.
But yeah, you had a whole bunch. No matter what your crib looked like, when you lived in the hood, we all had them encyclopedias. Had a bookshelf that had them encyclopedias, either blue, green, something. But it's always a scenario when you had something to do.
Okay.
You got to go get your homework assignment.
Had a book.
I'm looking H. That's the one that's missing.
Yeah, okay.
And right now, you ain't got to worry about that no more. Mm. Internet, boom. Right at your fingertips. Look up whatever you want.
Whatever.
Instantly.
Deep as when you
don't
even type it no more. You can say, hey Siri.
Yeah, that's
tell
true.
Tell me the definition of this.
Yeah.
I mean, Alexa.
Globally.
Yeah.
So like, it has its place.
Yeah.
It has its place when it comes to what you can do with it. And like I said, it could be a hindrance or help. Because right? If you really get too far in this, because now this whole thing about bullying, cyberbullying.
That's crazy. Like,
yo, right. I can't imagine. Crazy.
Like that, I'd be different. Like that, because that's where it comes. I only worry about cyberbullying and when it comes to the kids, because I ain't trying to hear nothing about no adult getting bullied. You had all these years in your life as a kid to figure all that out.
Been bullied.
You had all these years as a kid to get your pride up or your heart up. Yeah. So however, get therapy if you're an adult and you don't know how to handle bullying situations. Get you some therapy. But I worry about the cyberbullying stuff for the kids, because kids still got developing minds and they still sponging. So that mean they feelings and they emotions are still developing. Oh, so when they get hit by something, it always hit home harder for a kid. Crazy. That's why when a big brother or a dad go at their little brother or their son, that son, or man, that, you know, my nerves, man, I don't like that. That's because his emotions all riled up. He's still figuring himself out. So he figuring out how I feel to really get mad. Yeah. So you feel me? That cyberbullying stuff can really change somebody's development.
Yeah.
It really can hurt somebody's development, like, as a kid. Like,
definitely.
And then our kids got access to the internet so easily. Yeah. My little nine-year-old niece, I had to tell her mom, like, listen, I'm not taking away from what you letting her, what you giving her access to on TikTok, but TikTok has an agreement to where they say only 14 and up they're allowed on there.
Yeah,
so can I speak on that? So I can speak on what we can avoid for her. We never know what could be happening.
That sounds good. Yeah. How many kids, you know, is on these TikToks?
Like, yeah. Come on, man. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
These kids is on. They not work stuff better than you knew.
They know how to work.
They not do all that.
Like,
oh, you want to upload the video?
They know the shortcuts.
Yeah. What I got to do?
They know the shortcuts.
Give me your phone.
Yeah.
See, look. Right. Right. Do that.
And look, don't think we ain't keeping up. Soon as we think we cyber tech ready and all that, they got a shortcut for it. They know. My son know how to work my iPhone better than me.
Yes, they do.
Always. Like, literally, he know how to get to the, like, I'll be like, show how you did that.
Real quick.
Real quick.
So that's the interesting thing. All right, well, that's what's up
there.
You know, so at the end of the day, man, you say you're on social media, but you don't want nobody really...
I get my social media out. Okay. Yeah, it's 808 sign, 808 abbreviations SAAN, stand above average niggas. Okay. You mean if I could put that out there for how that is, you mean? I'm on Instagram. I don't have no Facebook or nothing else like that. I'm just on Instagram. I started
Twitter yet?
You ain't
in the Twitter space yet?
We ain't on Twitter, but we're going to go all the way.
Yeah, we about to get all platforms promoted.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Because that is a game changer.
Yeah. It may not be something that I'm used to, but it's something that I'm willing to jump into. Yeah. I ain't shy to it now. Like, you got to get them feet, like, wet to get in the water and learn how to swim. You feel me?
Yeah. All right, so let me ask this other quick question then. As far as music, your music production.
Okay.
Are you searching for producers at this time, or are you kind of working with somebody exclusively?
I am. I'm definitely searching for producers, because I was paying out of pocket to go to a specific producer, and it was working out for me, like, as far as me just, like, getting my music, like laid out and everything and getting it done. But I feel like I'm looking for somebody to produce me, because they'll be able to coach me. Instead of me going into somebody's studio, running the show because I'm paying my dollar. I want to run the show if I pay my dollar. I ain't going to lie to you. I pay my money that I work hard for. I want to run this show. Just like if I'm running a business, I want to run my show. I'm running my movie. But I feel like if I was to go under somebody's production, even if I am running my show, they'd be able to give me their tips and tricks. Yeah. They'd be able to give me what they know. And then even if they don't see it, they may be teaching me more than they think they teaching me.
Yeah,
you feel me? And I might need that. Because you may turn me into a whole different type of rapper, or you may reverse it on me. You may turn me into a brand new producer. May be better for me than rap. Well, I'm not shy of whatever feels. I just want to know which one I strive in and I prosper in. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm going for. But rap is my thing. Like, I feel like if I could put the words together that people like to hear, and I could put it in the side that y'all see the truth out of it, I'm giving it to this world. I ain't leaving this world without leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. Yep. Hey, John Doe, man. Yep. Any lasting departing words that you got for the folks out here?
Yeah, I got a lot of words, man.
Break it down, brother.
It's real smooth sign. Like that. You know what I'm saying? 808 sign.
Big dash at 808 sign. Mean, you already know.
I Go Entertainment. We definitely coming.
What's the name of the entertainment?
I Go.
Okay.
IGO.
Now, is there any social media where I Go? Or?
No, not yet.
All platforms in development. Yep. All of that. All of that's in development. Not yet.
That's what we talking about.
We all in development. It's all coming up.
But look, is anything that I always ask my guests, is anything that y'all want the folks to know maybe that we ain't talk about? John Doe, anything you want the folks know that maybe we ain't discuss that you wanted to get off your chest?
Not really.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Not really.
Okay. How about you, 808?
I want the folks to know I'm in it to give it to y'all different. I'm not in it to like create no image. I'm in it to let y'all see who I am. Right. And another thing I want to get to the people is like, for anybody that know me, and if you've been around me, everybody know, like, if you around me, you know the best thing you could be in this world, and let's go for the world, like, the best thing you could be in this world is be yourself. You gonna get the best out of life if you be yourself. You ain't gotta put on no front. You ain't gotta be nothing you not. You ain't gotta get involved in nothing you not. If you don't feel like it's for you, be yourself and you'll get the best results out of life. Because that's all you gonna get out of me. Every time I hit this camera, every time I hit them streets, every time I hit them books, every time I'm signing them investment papers, you getting me. I give it to them white folks, everybody, in my own way. And they going to love me or hate me, however it is. That's my legacy I leave. 808 Big Dashing. I'm out.
Damn.
808 sign.
Damn. Fellas, I'm going to say thank you for, you know, joining me, being a guest, brothers.
Right, right.
Y'all put down some knowledge. I'm wishing y'all the best of luck. Y'all let me know what I can do.
You are right.
I want to be down.
You are right.
No doubt.
I'm going to dig into my crates.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep this thing on the roll like a hole. Yeah.
You know,
we're
going to keep it going. I still not do some things.
Oh, I
still
love you, though. I know you
do. Pull out the hat. Yay. You already
don't forget your boy.
Oh, not at all.
You know. Well, again, fellas, appreciate you, brothers, being guests on Smoke World.
Uh-huh.
Well, folks, there you have it. Another episode of Smoke World in the books. Appreciate the brothers, 808 Signs, John Doe, for being a guest. You can follow me on Instagram, Smoke World Podcast. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, smokeworldpodcast.com. Like I said, check out the video. I'm going to post it probably this week. Okay, this is a Sunday if you're hearing the first time on the podcast, which will be on the second, which Sunday. I'll have it up the first week of April. YouTube, it will be Smoke World Stone is what you have to search in YouTube. Again, stop asking me. I don't know. I don't create the algorithms. That's what you got to do, okay? Appreciate it. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Do what you do. Relax. Get your head right. Philly, get your shit together, man. All right, on that note, peace.